Frankenstein and the Monster He Created lives. 200 years after its publication in 1818, Mary Shelley's novel continues to fascinate. The book has inspired numerous film adaptations and TV series, while the ethical questions it exposes are just as relevant today as they ever were. More so, perhaps.
Monstrous Mistake. It's one of the world's most enduring and influential books. Even so, most people think that Frankenstein is the monster. But they're wrong. Victor Frankenstein is the ambitious young scientist who wants to create the perfect human being, and his creature has no name because he is abandoned by his horrified maker as soon as he comes to life. People also think of the creature as a zombie-like monster, which is how Boris Karloff played him in the 1931 film version. But in Shelley's 1818 novel, he is highly intelligent, eloquent, and sensitive. It is his pain at being rejected by humanity because of his ugliness that turns him into a killer. A new literary genre. Frankenstein gave birth to a new genre of literature, science fiction. Far more than just a gothic horror story, Mary Shelley's tale mixes speculation about the power of electricity with a philosophical debate about the nature of life and death. If that's precocious stuff for a teenager, Mary was 18 when she began writing it, the explanation is that she grew up in a house where amateur scientists, philosophers, poets, and political thinkers were regular guests, giving her the perfect education to invent her new kind of fiction. Movie Machine. There have been more than 50 movie versions of Mary Shelley's story, which cover almost every genre. Since the 1931 cult classic Frankenstein with Boris Karloff, many others have achieved cult status. They include the comedy Young Frankenstein, 1974, the wacky musical The Rocky Horror Picture Show, 1975, Tim Burton's animation Frankenweenie, 2012, and the recent TV series Penny Dreadful, whose intelligent, tortured monster is perhaps the most faithful to Shelley's original creature. There's even a female version, The Bride, from the 1935 film The Bride of Frankenstein, a character who has become almost as iconic as Frankenstein's monster itself. Frankenfood. Frankenstein is so culturally significant that the name Frankenstein is used today as a metaphor for any kind of unnatural scientific research. Critics call genetically modified plants Frankenfoods, for example. And as clones, cyborgs, and artificial intelligence come closer to reality, the story seems to offer a warning to us, one that is more relevant than ever. Ultimately, the creator is destroyed by his creation. People forget, though, that Frankenstein is only killed because he doesn't give his creature any love.
Mary Shelley, the rebel teenage author. In 1814, nice girls didn't run away with married men. But Mary, the daughter of two notorious radicals, William Godwin, a philosopher, and Mary Wollstonecraft, a feminist writer who died just 11 days after Mary's birth, was a bit of a rebel herself. Age 16, she fell in love with a married poet, Percy Shelley, a student of her father's, and ran away with him to Europe. By the time they returned, she was pregnant and a social outcast. Their affair continued, ultimately pushing Shelley's, also pregnant, wife, Harriet, to commit suicide. Mary and he married less than a month later. That same year, Frankenstein was born. It happened one stormy night, while the Shelleys were holidaying with some talented writer friends on the shores of Lake Geneva, Switzerland. Forced to stay inside because of the terrible weather, one of them suggested a competition to see who could write the best ghost story. As she lay in bed that night, the 18-year-old Mary had the idea for Frankenstein.